last time. We're starting with Taruvus.
And Taruvus starts with Tariches, but we're going to start with Kufkes. And then we'll go back to Tariches and go straight. And I'll tell you, Yoredeya is one of the most enjoyable limudim if you have Havan and what you're learning. The reason why a lot of times people don't enjoy Yoredeya is because they don't understand the klolim, and then they just read a lot of details, and then they don't know what to do with these details, and then it's boring and dry. And so Bez Hashem, what we try to do is give you Havana and the klolim, and then put pratim also, and then you'll fill some pratim in yourselves, but then you'll see that it'll be very enjoyable and very understandable. And Taruvus is the general klal, and then then we'll be good, Bez Hashem, we're doing Basa B'Cholov and Malicha, etc. Okay, so before we begin, as our minute, Avinu Arachamon, Amrachim Rachim Aleinu, Arev Beheter. The Heter is Rove, and we'll see what the Shiurim are, Midaraisa and Midrabanan. But the Isser was Nisarev in the Heter. And obviously, the Heter has to be more than the Isser. And in that situation, when it meets the requisite Shiur, of being more, it's a lot more, whatever that a lot has to be, then it's bottle. And obviously, it goes without saying, and we'll discuss this with Arichas in a future shiur, Bez Hashem, that the definition of taruvis is that the isser is eino nikar in the taruvis, meaning if you have a bowl of cholent, and you have one piece of meat, and you know that piece of meat is treif, and you see it, that's not a taruvis. Taruvis, by definition, means, as Rav Shechter always says, rov heter, miyut isser, the eino nikar ha-isser. And in that situation, if it's rov heter and miyut isser, eino nikar ha-isser, that is called a taruvis. And then, if it has the proper amount of rov that is required midaraisa or midarabanan, then it is batal. But if obviously if it's not rov, it's not going to be batal, because it has to be batal barov or b'shishim, as we'll see. And if it's nikar ha'isser, so then that's not a taruvis. You can't just say I throw in a piece of treif meat and I can see where it is, so take it out. You can't. That's not batal. Batal by definition means eino nikar. Now, as we'll learn, there are two types of taruvis. There's a taruvis, what we call lach belach, in contrast to a taruvis that's yovish beyovish. Lach belach means that, like, literally, like it sounds, lach means wet. Means it totally, physically is Mur'ur of Biyachad, the heter with the Isser. I.e., you have a vat of kosher milk, you pour in some treif milk into the vat, so now it's totally Mur'ur, physically. So when you have the proper shear of whatever you need of heter to exceed the Isser, whatever that shear is, midaraisa, midarabanan, as we'll discuss, and it's eino nikar, that's clearly eino nikar, you can't tell, it's all mu'ur of biyachad, then you'll have a din of bittul. The other din is yavish biyavish. Yavish biyavish means when you have three distinct pieces of meat which are not physically mu'urav. Here you have three pieces, make believe these three tape recorders are three pieces of meat, and let's assume they look the same. And two of them are kosher, and one of them is treif. Now they're not mu'urav, each one is sitting there as a separate entity. So what makes the taruvis? The taruvis is in my mind. The taruvis is because I don't know. I know that two are kosher and one is treif. I don't know which is which. That also is called a taruvis, even though it's not physically mu'urav biyachad, but that's also called a taruvis, because I don't know, because that is, these three things are in my mind of the suffix. This one over here, I know for sure is kosher. So that's not in the taruvis. The taruvis is only those that are under the umbrella of the suffix. So those are in the taruvis, and again, there's no physical intermingling. Theoretically, as Rav Shechter pointed out, one piece of meat can be in Chicago, and one could be in New York, and one could be in Philadelphia. And I know I bought three. I have a summer home in Chicago, and a summer home in Philadelphia, and a summer home in Illinois, and I have three pieces of meat and three. I had it delivered to three pieces, you know, one treif and two kosher, and I know which is which, and they all look the same. So that's also a taruvis, because that's all within the umbrella of my suffix. And therefore, it's going to be a batel berov. If the rov is kosher, and the miyut is treif, then you'll have a din of batel berov. So these are the two dinim, the din of lach belach, where the taruvis is physical, in contrast to yavesh beyavesh, where the taruvis is not physical, mu'ur of biyachad, but within the umbrella of my suffix. Okay. Now, where do we, so, and this is called, again, so that's what a taruvis is. Again, miyut of isser, rov of heter, ve'eino nikar ha'isser. And then it is midaraisa, it's batel v'rov. And certain times, even midrabanan, it's bottled berov. And sometimes, midaraiso midarabanin, you need shishim, and that's what we'll be discussing in future shiur. So what is the makar for this halacha of bittul berov? You see, without this din of bittul berov, I would have said that something treif falls in. You know, you would think, I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to touch something treif. I don't want to go to the dungeon. You know, something treif is gonna fall in. You know, but the Torah says there's a din of bittul. What's the makar? So the makar is a pasuk in Mishpatim. Lo yach lo siach harei rabim leraos. Now, usually we never learn the psukim kipshutam. If you read the psukim kipshutam, the Torah is saying the opposite of what the drushas chazal, how we're understanding it. The pasuk pshat is, if you see that the rabbim are doing something evil, so you shouldn't follow them. Don't follow the rabbim. Whether, as he points out here, whether in Bezdin, Chutzal Bezdin, don't follow the rabbim. Don't follow them. That's the pasuk pshat in Chumash. The way we're going to understand, the way Rishonim and Chazal understood this pasuk, is that Achrei Rabbim Lahatos has a separate phrase, which means, the way Chazal understand, that you do follow the rabbim, and it is batal berov, and that's what Rashi writes this in Chulin, on page 3 of the Gemara Chulin on Sadi Chesam at Beis, where the Gemara three words in the Gemara midaraisa beruba batal, that midaraisa everything is batal berov. So as long as the heter is rov of the iser, midaraisa batal berov, says Rashi. So Rashi writes that the source is Acharei Rabim Lahatos. And understanding it, not Kipshuto, the way Rashi himself explained it in his Perush on Ala Torah, which is saying, don't follow the Rabim, but we follow the Rabim. Now, it's interesting that this idea that Rashi is quoting this pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatos to be the source of Bittul Berov is interesting, because the Gemara uses this pasuk as well. It's not that Rashi discovered this pasuk. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in the second line, "Minoha milsa de omur rabbonon zil basaruba, milona lechsiv acharei rabim lahatos." So the Gemara here says beferish that the concept of going basarov is acharei rabim lahatos. Now, as one of the Sfarim points out, as the very Pashut, and we'll see, that the Gemara is saying something different than what Rashi is saying. And let's have a very clear understanding of this. The word rov has many connotations. We're discussing, when we're talking about taruvus, we're talking about a concept where there's a taruvus and there's a din of bittul berov. There's another halacha called azlinon basaruba, which is a totally different concept. What is that concept of azlinon basaruba, and how is it different than bittul berov? Azlinon basaruba, for example, the classic example is I find a piece of meat in the street, and so I don't know whether it's kosher or it's treif. One piece of meat in the street. And there are 9 kosher butchers in the town, 1 treif butcher, and I find the meat in the street. So the halacha is, I have a right to assume that it's kosher, because since there are 9 kosher butchers and only 1 treif, azlin and basaruba.
So the concept of Azlin and Basaruba is a separate din, because it has nothing to do with the taruvis. There's no taruvis here. It's one piece of meat. I just don't know how to identify it. Is it kosher or treif? So we say Azlinan Basaruba. We follow the rove, and since the rove in that community is nine kosher and one treif, then I render it kosher. Which is a different halacha of Bittul Barov that we're talking about till now, when there's an actual taruvis. Now, within the category of Azlin and Basaruba, there are two types of Azlin and Basaruba. There's what's called the Ruba de Issa Kaman and the Ruba de Leisa Kaman. A Ruba de Issa Kaman means that the rove is in front of me, meaning the nine butcher stores are here, the nine kosher, the one treif, they're all here, and I follow the rove, and I say that it's kosher. But there's no taruvus. Then there's another type of Azlina Basaruba, and that's a Ruba de Leisa Kaman. For example, say somebody shoots somebody kills somebody, so he's Chayiv Misa, he's a Rotzeach. But the question is, how do you know maybe this fellow was a trefa and maybe he was about to die within the year because he had some puncture in his head or something like that? So why do we kill the rotzeach? The answer is because most people are normal. Most people don't have that. Now, where are these most people? That's a statistical rove. That's not in front of me. That's a laser come on. So those two roves of the case of the butcher store and the case of the what? Of the Ritzicha, those two roves are a din of Azlinan Basaruba, not a din of Bittul Barov. So one of the Svarim points out that, you don't necessarily need him to point it out, but he, this Sefer points it out, but Kosei Tishmor or whatever, it's very simple, that this Gemara over here, when it's talking about Acharei Rabbim Lahatos and quoting that Pasuk, is saying something different than Rashi. It's saying that the source of Azlin and Basaruba is from the Pasuk of Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, and it discusses Ruba Disa Kaman, Ruba Delesa Kaman, etc. And then Rashi is talking about, Rashi is Mechadesh to us, the Rashi that we, in Chulin, on Sadiches, is Mechadesh, that not only when the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph, learns out from the Pasuk, Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, for the din of Azlina Basaruba, as a source, it's also the source for what? For Bittul Berov. Now, there is a famous piece in Reb Chaim on page 8, and Reb Shimon Shkaf says a similar idea. He says, how do we get both limudim? In other words, we're saying a chiddush here. I mean, not we, but it's already said that the din of Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, which is a din in Bezdin, right? Acharei Rabbim Lahatos, Chazal learned in Sanhedrin, is the source. If you have a Bezdin of three and two Dayanim say one way and the other Dayan says the other way, then we follow the rove. So based on the Gemara on Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph, together with the Rashi and Tzadiches, we say that Bezdin is the source of not only of the din of Azlin and Basaruba, but it's also the source of what? Of Bittul Barov as well. So Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon both say a similar idea. And they say the following. Take a look on the end of page 8. Nira din etosis hikshu ech mahani rov dayonim ein olchim b'mob manach ha-rov. The famous Tosis in Bava Kama in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach, the famous Tosis. We know that you don't follow Rov by Dine Mominus, right? So the whole sugi over there. But if there's a Bezdin of three people and two Paskin that Ruvain's Chayiv and one says not, so he's Motzi Momon. You don't need a unanimous vote. So how does it work? So Tosa says that Shani Hosam da Miyat Dithu Choshiv Kimosha Eino. That a Bezdin, the Miyat is Kimisha Eino. So Reb Chaim explains over here, the Pshat is like this. That there are two steps in the process of Bezdin. One step is to determine what is the psak of Bezdin. So two say chayiv and one says potter. So the psak is going to be chayiv, right? So that is a way, but then, okay, but still we need a Bezdin of three to paskin it, and only two said it that way. So we have to say ki'ilu rubo kakulu, or like bitul barov, to say it's as if after we determine what the halacha is, it's as if now the whole Bezdin is paskining that way. So there are two steps to the process of Bezdin paskining, that someone's chayif. First, they vote, and then, okay, good, they voted. Now, based on the vote, they determine what the halach is. That's Azlinim Basaruba. To determine what the halach is. But then, you need that psak comes from the whole Bezdin. So then, that's the din of ki'ilu, that other person is like Bittul Barov. So, what Reb Chaim is saying is, and you'll look and you'll see it inside, that these two halachas of Azlinim Basaru and Bittul Barov are the process of Bezdin. It's not like Bezdin does that happens automatically. That's, in theory, what's going on in the process of Bezdin, that they vote and that's what comes out. What's happening is, they vote and that's determining what the halacha is. And then what you determine, and that's Azlina Basaruba, because we follow what the Rov Dayanim say. And then, afterwards, it's as if the Miyat is Batel Barov, and it's as if the whole Bezdin is paskining one way. So we have both notions in the from Bezdin. That's the famous piece in Reb Chaim. You'll see it inside on page 8 and page 9. And that's how he explains the Tosfos of Bava Kamma, that the Miyat is Kimi She'eino. Okay. Now, the question that the Rishonim discuss in this concept, and that's why I'm starting with Simon Kuftes. Because Simon Kuftes, that's what Taruvus is Bittul Barov. So before you get to all the discussions of Shishim and this and that, what's the basic din of Bittul Barov? So Simon Kuftes is about Yavish B'Yavish. It's about the classic case of Bittul Barov, that you have three pieces of meat. One is treif and two are kosher. And the halacha is, it's Bittul Barov. So the famous Rush on page 5. He says, this Russian Giranosha, Avalim Ochil Shloshtam Ke Echod Ochil Chada Mitaruvas Arishon, Vavi Chada Sveka, Aval Achad Betray. If you have Chad Betray, the Dover Yovish, Vafilu Midraban Boto, Lomishum Sveka Sharina. In other words, the reason why it's mutter when one treif piece falls into two kosher is not because now we don't know which is which. No. The halacha is, because if it's just al sveika, we should say sofik luchumra, sofik daraisa luchumra. El mishum digzeres hakosufu, digsiv achare rabim lahatos, hilka chad betray batel. The nepach isel yos heter, umutuchlum ochlam afilu kulum kaachas. So the Rush says this is a din. Just like by the Bezdin, like Reb Chaim explained, that the Bezdin now is, even though it was a 2-1 vote, we view it as the psak is coming from all three, because the one is batel to the two. First, we find what the halach is, that's Azlina Basaruba. Then we find out
then we say that after Azlina Basaruba, we employ the second step of Bittul Barov. So says the Rosh, once you say Bittul Barov, then the Heter is, the Isser is Nishapech Lios Heter, and therefore you can go ahead and eat all three at once. You can take all three hot dogs and put it in your mouth and chew them all at once. So, and the chiddush is the two chiddushim here. Because you might think that maybe you shouldn't be able to eat it all at once. Because maybe each time you have to eat it separately, and it's as if we're saying, well, the treif was the other one. The treif was the other one. We were told that always on the other one. No! All at once. One person, all at once. Another svar, we'll see, maybe, you know, you can't eat it by one person. Maybe you have to give it to different people. So each one could say, the other guy's the shagetz. Right? It wasn't me. Right? So as the Rosh, that's the din of Bittul Barov, that heter iser nishapech lios heter, provided that you have rov, and provided that it's einu nikur, you need a taruvus. But that's the famous shita of the Rosh. This Rosh is in more than one place. It's this Rosh in Chulin, and then it's a Rosh also quoted in the shita in Bava Metzia. Famous sugya in Bava Metzia on Vav Amid Beis, the sugya of Tukva Kohen, famous sugya. So we know there is a din of Meiser Behema. So Meiser Behema, so you get all the behemas in the corral, and then they come out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 10 is the lucky one, and he gets to be the korban. Right? And that's the din of Meiser Behema. So the Gemara has a discussion, the Mishnah has a discussion, what happens, say you have 30 animals in the corral. So one comes out, two comes out, everything's good. Then number four, he came out, but he was, then you sneezed, and he went back in. So, and now you don't know which is him, because they all look the same. And the halacha is that once one of them who was already counted went back in, so he's already counted. So that causes that that they're all putter now, because now you ruined it, because one of them was already counted, went back in, and we don't know which is which, and that's a counted one, and that ruins the whole thing. So now they're all putter. So that's the din. This nan, page 6, Vavam Adays, Kafatz Echad Min Hamanuyim Lesochan Kulam Peturim. Kulam Peturim. So Tosis has the kasha, Tema, Dilibat El Beruva. Why is it Kulam Peturim? The one that was counted already comes back in. So he's a counted one, so that ruins it. But he's Batel. Batel in the other ones. So he tries to so he doesn't know what the answer is. He leaves it with Sarachin. Why isn't it Batel Barov? That's Tosis Kasha. Why is it Batel Barov? So the Shita Mikubetzes on page 7 quotes the famous Rosh. Which we're not going to spend a tremendous amount of time to understand what this particular Rosh is saying. A lot of Achronim talk about this. So Ogei Shlomar, look at the, you know, first he starts off with Hikshu B'Tosfos, and then in the second column he says V'Ogei Shlomar came in the Chazin the Fil Hecha Yoyachal Asur Yimanov Shach Potem Mishum Dasir Vadi Amrachmano Lasiri Safek Fil Kamin called the Parish Meruba Parish. Asir suffering migri ela shatori tir suffering zebi surim dechsev achari rabim lahatos v'nepach israel yos heder. He uses that same phrase alidei bittul barov aval hacha laolam lonafik michal suffering asiri. So it's very unclear what the Rosh is actually saying, because the Rosh uses his same pismon
that once it's acharei rabim lahatos, it's nepach isser lios heter. But what? So the famous Dvar Avram, which I'm not so convinced is the Pashup Shad in this rush, but the famous Dvar Avram, you know, the Sfira Dvar Avram, where the Dvar Avram writes that how come you don't have a Sveka Diyoma by Sfira? For every day of Sfira, we should count twice, because we don't know when Sfira started, because we don't know when Pesach really started. And the second day of Pesach, but we don't know, so why don't we count? And Taka, did they, when they had a real suffix, did they Taka count Misveka every day twice? So the Dvar Avram has his famous comment that the Sfira has to be an exact thing. And if you're not counting Bevados, then that's not a Sfira. So therefore you can't have a Sfira Misafik. So that's the Dvar Avram wants to say over here, that even though it's Vade, it's like Nishapech Yisrael Yos Heter, but still it's not, it still doesn't, it's not high enough to meet the standard of Asiri Vade. And it's never going to be Asiri Vade, because you don't, how could you say this is Asiri? This one of them went back, and you might be, you know, counting it twice. So it'll never be Asiri Vade. So even though Heter Nishapech Yos Heter, it's still not Asiri Vade. Maybe that's pshat, maybe that's not pshat. You can look into the other achronim that the footnote quotes here and try to figure out, maybe he's really saying something else, maybe he's saying Azlima. That's not my concern so much to understand how the Shita Mekubetzes explains the... If we were giving a shir above Metzia, we would spend time... But he definitely says his phrase again, the Nepach Yisrael Yos Heter. Just could be, but Gabe counting, that's still not good enough. That's still not a Siri Vada. Okay, that is the famous sheet of the Rush. Now, the Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shara Yosher on page 10, and the Shara Yosher is one of the most fascinating Sfarim. It's an unbelievable sefer written by Rav Shimon Shkop, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Grodno, he gave shir in YU many years ago for a year or so, I think maybe in the 20s or something, when he came here. And so he has a lot of things on different klolim and different inyanim. It's a fascinating sefer. So he says the following, that we discussed before, that there are two types of rov. There's Azlina Basaruba and Bittel Barov. And we saw that the Rosh says Bittel Barov, you can even eat the whole thing. All three hot dogs. One time, you can press away. All three at once. Now, that means that Vadai, you got something that was physically usher in you, yet it's mutter. So says the Reb Shimon, he thinks that din, that it's mamish heten is hapech lios iser, is only by the din of bittel barov. But by the din of azlin and basaruba, he won't say such a thing. Say for example, azlin and basaruba. So the nine kosher butchers, they have one treif, and I find a piece of meat in the street. So I have a right to eat it, because that's the din, Azlina Basaruba. So says Reb Shimon, but what if Taka, it was wrong? So then he did an Avera B'shogek. In other words, the Azlina Basaruba doesn't make it as if the heter is you did an Avera B'shogek. You had a right to do it, but you didn't have it. Let's see inside. L'chein nirali borer. Shemesli fi pashas hadvarim da din azlin basaruba v'din bittel rov heim shnei dinim nifradim. And he says the same thing like Reb Chaim, that they both learned down from the Besdin. V'hevdel b'neim hu inin shekasavnu the bittel mishapech ha'iser leheter. That the din of bittel is mamish mishapech, because harayi eating it. Uvedin called the parish meruba parish, which is a din of azlina basaruba, the meaning that we assume that if the treif piece of meat, the piece of meat is on the street,
It came from the Rove. It was Parish from the Rove. Who heter hanhaga. In other words, that means that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to eat it because the Rove is kosher butchers. V'lo heter b'mitzias. V'mizvada acharkach, says Reb Shimon, sha'ochal iser chayiv kapara. That ataka, if it comes out later, that what? That somehow, you know, somehow somebody later on comes by and says, you know, I'm looking for my trefa piece of meat that I dropped. You know, because, you know, and then Taki turned out it was a trefa piece of meat. And Alpidin, he was allowed to eat it. He needs kapara. But by Bittul Barov, you don't say that. Because Bittul Barov, your mamish ate it. You know you ate it. So two separate halachas. The din of Azlina Basaruba in contrast to the din of Bittul Barov. And you can read the rest there. Okay. Now, this Rosh is debated by the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis on page 12.
So does that mean that if the beast and Paskins, if it's 2-1, and then they find out that, you know, really the one was right, and so then the...
No, but maybe by Besdin there's...
Well, you learn it after.
Yeah, okay. We have to figure out what the dinim are over there. Okay. Look inside. Says the Rashba. V'chol yavish b'yavish b'yisurim da'alma b'telim b'rov. Now, it's bottle b'rov. So, I'm not going to read the whole thing now because we're not up to. But he writes the following. So the first line is Avo. Avo yovish b'yovish yochel lechol kol chaticha b'fnei atzma. By yovish b'yovish, you can eat each one by itself. So ochel kol chaticha b'fnei atzma. Ochel zu ani omer lo zu hi asura. Even me derabanan, you don't need shishim. Davka lechol kol achas b'fnei. Now this is the key line. V'davka lechol kol achas b'fnei atzma. Aval vashlum yachad osser. Sheichazav yisur l'sarvim me'eter. Me'ukushar yisur m'nevloim. Whereas the idea is only lechol kol achas b'fnei atzma. With each one you have to eat individually. So if each one you eat individually, you can always be tola that it was the other piece. But each time that you're eating it, you can always say with a clear conscience, no, this is kosher. How could it be? No, the other piece was kosher. It was treif. And that's what he says. So clearly, he's arguing with the Rush. Where the Rush says that no. The Rush says that you can even eat them kulam bevasachas.
Isn't he agreeing with the Rush's principle
of the Reza? Right. So is this, what's your name? Menachem. So the Pashup Shat, and this is the way I always believed, and Rabbi Sauer has discussed it, we'll see, this is a Beferish of Prima Godim, that the Rashba Lachor is only arguing Midrabanan. In other words, Midaraisa Papashtus, he agrees. He agrees with the Rosh Papashtus, because he's only trying to explain, if you look in the piece carefully, he's explaining how come a lot of times we say midaraisa barov, but midrabanan you need shishim. So how come by yavish b'yavish you didn't say midrabanan you need shishim? The answer is because by each one you could say that that when I'm eating it now it's totally kosher. But by lach b'lach, the din is that we'll discuss it more. If you have a kosher milk and then treif milk falls in, so midaraisa, as long as it's bittul barov, is okay. Midrabanan, you need shishim. So the Rashba is asking, how come over here midrabanan you don't need shishim? So he says because over there, each time it was really nisarif. So when you're eating, when you're drinking that milk, you're taking some non-kosher particles also. So therefore, they require that you have shishim. So it really to mevatel the whole thing in a stronger sense. But she'enkein over here, when each time you're eating it, you're eating that thing alone. So therefore, they didn't require midrabanan to have shishim. But l'chora the yisod of the rush that heten is hapech lios izer is l'chora the Rashba agrees to that. And the Prima Gadim page 13 writes this beferish. He starts in A, look at the top of the right column. And that's what I believe is the pashut pshat in the Rashba. That, in other words, midaraisa, everyone agrees to the rashi yisod, it's only din the rabbanan.
In the rabbanan, surely the Gemara mentioned it somewhere. Why is the Rashba supposed to bring it up?
No, the Gemara, in other words, the Gemara tells us that yovish b'yovish, I mean, the way most Rishonim, except for the Rambam, say that yovish b'yovish is chad betrei batal. We don't find beferish in the Gemara that you require shishim. And here we do require shishim. So he's trying to explain, but by lach b'lach, midrabanan, you do require shishim. So he's trying to explain what's the chilek. So he's, in other words, the Rabbanan gave us the Gemara gives us the facts, and now he's giving us svara. So it is in the, you know, except for the Rambam Shita. Okay. Of course, the Ra'ah and the Berek HaBayis feels that the Bayis needs some Berek. And he... all because of the time of the mills of the Yovish B'Yovish Chal B'Tei Botom Mishum became the Lekha Taimo Rehu Ochlam Achas Achas Al Kol Achas V'Achas U Ochol Anidan Lozu Hi Asur V'Achron Anidan Shai Isur B'Mashu Kvar Nechol. Or each one you could say is always the good one. Okay. V'zeh Eino Nochon Klal Shreel Kol Panim Achas Mehem Ochol B'Isur. Say, what kind of game is this? But bottom line is, you ate it. If you eat all of it, then you ate it. So... Aval anochan de ruba de raisehu kol hecha de leka time gzeres a kosuvu the came and came kol hecha de leka bli a klal ukma adina de raisa chol min be mino nami afil kol hecha dal idei bishul midina de raisa batel kol hecha de leka time mid de raisa ruba batel al came and dal idei bishul dika bli a de kavas of mim sheinu mino ikat time achmar rabbanu ba shishim hecha de yavish be achmar rabbanu de raisa. In other words, the din is mid de raisa it's batel. Midaraisa, it's bottom. And that's why it's mutter. It's not because each one is, you could say it. So what's the reason why you need shishim over there? So that he explains when there's bleas, it's different. He gives a different, but he doesn't like this notion. He thinks it's, and l'chora, the Rashba only meant it as a din the Rabbanan.
So the Ra'ah understands that the Rashba...
Maybe the Ra'ah thought the Rashba meant it as a real din. So then he says as a real din, doesn't make really... Now, there are people out there, we'll see, I think we'll see, I'm going to Xerox the Rav Konigsberg's Sefer from the Rav, is going to come out soon, I have a preview copy. You know, obviously, the people who... The lomdim sometimes don't like when you say it's a din de rabbana because it takes away all the lomdis, because then there's no lomdis to say in the machlokas. See, if you be in the din de rais, then you can come up with some, you know. And some want to say maybe the gra holds that way, that it's a din de rais. This originally gra I heard from Shas Cohen, you know, Shas Cohen, Yeshua Cohen. So he once in the shir, he once said he thinks that the gra also maybe, we'll see. If the Gra holds that way, one
But the Pashup Shat, I like to believe, like the Prima Gaudim says, that it's that the Machlokis is only, and if we don't have Lamdas over here because of that, so be it. You know, but I truly believe that they're only arguing because on the Midrabanan. But and the Rashba was just trying to explain how come Midrabanan they didn't require Shishim by Yavish B'Yavish where they do by Lach B'Lach. Okay. There is another Shita in Rishonim on this matter. And like Rav Shecht always says, if you want to give a Chabura and you want the interesting Shita, so you always quote the Tosus Rid. So the Tosus Rid is always the Rishon that has something different to say. Always exciting. Okay, so where is the Tosus Rid? It's in Bava Basra. Why in Bava Basra? So we'll see in a second. There's the famous Gemara in Bava Basra in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says like this. Ditmar, Beis kitei edim hamachisho zo azo. You have like this, two groups of edim. Reuven and Shimon are in the first group, and Levi and Yehuda are in the second group. And it's not edim zomim. It's not edim zomim. It's edim hamachishim. In other words, they're both saying that a certain fact took place, and the other saying that it didn't take place. They're mamish contradicting themselves. They're not saying that you were with us. They're saying, Edim Zomim, the mamish contradicting a fact. He's saying that a certain thing took place at a certain time, and he's saying, no, it didn't take place. The mamish, so someone's lying. One of these two groups is lying. It's either group A is lying, or group B is lying. So we don't know. Okay, so we're not going to... So for this Din Torah, stalemate, right? It's nothing to do. The question is, how does this affect the kashrus of these Edim for a future Din Torah? So do we say that everyone is now a Suffolk Puzzle because they lied in Besdin? Or do we say, no, everyone has a Cheskes Kashrus, and a Suffolk Puzzle doesn't take me out of my Cheskes Kashrus? So says the Gemara like this, the Itmar, Beis kitei edim hamachisho zo azo, amar Rav Huna zo ba b'fnei atzmo miida v'zo ba b'fnei atzmo miida. So says the Rashbam zo ba b'fnei atzmo kishar ediyo shabolom d'lo nachzike b'psula b'sofik. In other words, each one could come, and in other words, group A could be made at another din Torah on some other case, and group B, right. In other words, each one is kosher. You can't take a guy from one guy from group A and one guy from group B because then the manavshach there's a liar there. But group A could go to be edim in some other case, and group B could be edim in some other case. And Rav Chista says no. B'hadisadi shakri lamali. That they both are canceled out, and you can't be motzi mammon because each one is a suffik puzzle. So therefore, you can't have this group A come to some other din Torah now and be motzi mammon from Reuven, because Reuven will say, I'm muchzak in my mammon. So how could you be motzi at the misafik? He's a safek puzzle. And the other opinion says no. Zubif na asma mida, zubif na asma mida. And Moshe points out, it's similar to the Gemara in Pesachim and that Yoram and Aleph, where the Gemara in Pesachim has the famous quotes the famous Mishnah in Taras about the Shnei Shvilim. We know the halacha is that Safik Tumah Bershus HaRabim is Tahar. Right? If it's Bershus HaRabim, where it's a place where three people are, and you're Safik, whether you came into the contact of the Tumah Tahar, Safik Tumah Bershus HaYachid is Tumah. So say you have two Shvilim. One of them is Tame and one of them is Tar. So the halach be'echad mehem ve'asat Tara. So b'chaver, in other words, one guy walked on Shvil A and one guy walked on Shvil B. So one of them walked on the Tame one. One of them walked on the Tar one. But it was both Rishus Harab. So meikir adin, they're both Tar.
but in Mitzias, one of them is Vaday Tamei. So the Gemara says, well, if they come Bebasachas and they ask the Rav the Shaila, so the Rav can't say they're both Tar, because one of them is Tamei. But if they come Zachar Zeh, so when you down on each one separately, you could say he's Tar. That could be, as Tosa pointed out, maybe that's that whole Nira Hainu Midrabonin, Midraisa Fil Bachas, Bachas Torim, Tosa says on Yoram and Alf, Dibro Maskil, Bavasachas, second Tosa. Oh. So the Tosa's Rid says the following. Again, we have a machlokis here between the Rosh and the Rashba about Bittul Baroth, that the Rosh holds that it's Hetin Sapeklios. It isn't Sapechleos Heter. The Rashba probably holds it also, but Midrabanan, he says you shouldn't eat it Bevasachas. So Tosas Rid quotes this Sugya about the Shtei Kitei Edim, and he says, so he discusses the whole count. You can read the whole thing here. Very interesting piece. So then he says, Zedome Lamasha Pirashti, look on the top left. The Paragira Nosha, Shims Arva Chaticha Achas Shal Chele, Vishtaim Shal Shuman, Ibetail Berov, Mutulo Lo Odom Likach Es Achas Mehem Lo Ochla, the Basaruba Azlina. Whereas you can get three people, and in other words, in the case of Yavish B'Yavish, you can get three people and have them all eat. Just like in the Eidus, if you're going to get somebody from Kat A and from Kat B, you did something wrong because you got from Kat A, the Manavshacht is a liar. If you got one aid from Kat A and one aid from Kat B, Aval Shloshtam, Achal Bim Adam Echad, Achal Shloshtam, Mevi Chatas, Shrebebir Achal Chaticha Shal Chalef. So says the Tosas Rid that the idea of Bittel is only when you could be Tola that the Isser was someplace else. When you. Right, so, but it could be the Rashba saying that midrabanan.
But once you have a Zazuri says it's the rest, maybe now have a precedent that's the
rest. No, but could be, but I think that the context of the Rashba is to trying to explain why you didn't make that din derabanan. So, okay, I'm not saying it's not feasible, but the Tosas Rid clearly says that if you would eat all three, you would be chai v'chatas. Because, and this is obviously chai v'chatas, this is a din daraisa. This is a din daraisa, right? So the din of bittul is not like the Rosh says, and maybe the Rashba says that heta that issun is hapech lios heta. It's not true. The issun is not this hapech. The issun is it's a funny type of halacha. The issun is still there, but you're allowed. What the Torah says, you're allowed to partake, provided that you could explain away that there's a possibility that you didn't eat the issun. So therefore, it has to be eaten by three different people. In other words, not good enough even to eat it by one person, Zachazeh. In other words, the whole machlokas, the Rashba and the Rosh, is Vasachas. But they both agree that one person, that was a little different. In other words, both the Rashba and the Rosh agree that one person can eat it, Zachazeh. Right? The only question is eating it by Vasachas. The Tosas Rid said, no, one person can't eat it even b'vasachas. You have to have three different people eating it. So therefore, in other words, if you want to eat all of them, if you just want to eat one, you could eat the one. Or maybe you could even eat two. Maybe one person maybe could even eat two. As long as there's a way of saying, of explaining away that it wasn't vadai isser that you consumed, then you can go ahead. So therefore you give it to three. If you want all three of them to be eaten, so give it to three different people. Or maybe even he would agree that one person could eat two and the other one could eat one. But if one person eats all three, then for sure he ate the physical thing. So the Rosh would say, so what? Heter nishapech, iser nishapech lios heter. Tosas Rid says no. That the din of Bittul is only if it's of the Torah, it was not mechadish. The Torah was not mechadish a din of hetin sapek lios, isin sapek lios hetin. It was mechadish that you can go ahead and you don't have to treat it as a suffix deraisa. You can go ahead and partake, but only if there is a way that you can explain away that you didn't really do it. Now, yeah. Now it's based on the Gemara Bava Basra, because the concept of the Gemara Bava Basra is that you can't take, if Kat A and Kat B contradicted, so now you're going to have another Din Torah, you're going to take one guy from A and one guy from B, you can't do that. Because Maman of Shach in Mitzias, there's a lawyer in that group. Right? So you can't do that. So that's the idea over here. If you're going to eat all three, Maman of Shach, he ate treif. So you'll take a look at the whole thing. Oh, now this so clearly the Tosfos Rid is saying a din daraisa. So it could be that on a daraisa level there are, if you want to say the Rashba means midaraisa, then there are three shitas on a daraisa level. The Rosh is matir everything to eat it even basachas. The Rashba says no, you have to eat it zecher zeh, and the Tosfos Rid says you have to eat it by different people. Now this idea of different people of Tosfos Rid was really said already by Tosfos. Yeah.
I don't understand
that the Nerissa is about that. No, but the Yisod is that whenever, in other words, even though you want a Taina, that maybe everyone has a Cheskes Kashrus. So maybe the Cheskes Kashrus would matter everything. In other words, we don't know for sure who's the liar, so maybe we should follow Cheskes Kashrus and take any two from that pool of four people. But yet, since the Metzius is so sedat, we're not going to follow Cheskes Kashrus when we know that on P. Metzius, the Chazak is not true. So too, by Rove, you can't follow Rove when you know in the Metzius is that it's not true. If you have one way of explaining that the Metzius is true based on the Rove, meaning that you didn't eat all three, then you can follow Rove. Oh. So Tosis and Chulin, and Kufa Meralef on page 17 in the top Tosis. Where the arrows. Doveshainu loberi of lochaticha rui leskabit batal barov, afil isumid rabbanu leke, the mashmahocha. So Tosa says that even something is batel, chad gavra is osur. So I don't believe he's meaning it midaraisa like the Tosa's writ. I think he probably just means midrabonim. It looks fishy if one person eats it, so you should have different people eating it. So in other words, so this idea of having different people eat it was already said by Tosis. But I think Tosis means midrabanan, whereas the Tosis Rid clearly means midaraisa, because the Tosis Rid says Yechayev Echatis. The Smag as well, in the on page 18, that's the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. Shanidu per Giranosha. So again, the Loshem Yesh Lahachmir is not mashma that it's a, like he's saying like the Tosfos Rid. Yesh Lahachmir, because it just looks strange that even though Alpidin the Rosh is right, you know, you can eat it with Asachas one person, still, Chag Gavra shouldn't eat them all. Now, there's one other halacha which is similar to this discussion of eating them all or not eating them all. And that's the din of harama. Hey, resh, mem, hey. In other words, when something is batel, so is there a concept of... So we discuss one person eating it together. Is there a concept that at least you should take one and throw it away? Well, scapegoat. Pick one as your scapegoat and throw it away. So this way you can say that was the one.
Is, is if they had to take one of those three, or even a different one, just so you're not nanef from.
No, I think one of the three. So the Mishnah in Orla discusses Truma being bata. Truma. Smaisa, you look at the Mishnah. Echad b'meya, b'adada, v'tzarech laharim. That means that when Truma is batel, so Truma is batel, say, b'echad b'meya. It's not enough rov, you need 100 times heter for Truma to be batel. So I would think now a zar could go ahead and eat it all. So the Mishnah says, v'tzarech laharim. Meaning what? You have to take one of them away. So you can attribute that as the scapegoat.
Let's just get
you. One second. So the Yerushalmi, and you look at the whole Mishnah to see. So the Yerushalmi says, what's the reason for this din? So the Yerushalmi says on page 22. In other words, the Mishnah in the Orla talking about Truma says that you have to throw one away. The other says you don't. Rav Yaakov bar Zabdi, Rav Avo, b'shem Rav Yochanan, b'bnei gezel hashev. In other words, the reason why you have to take one away is not a din that anytime something is batel, so it's not enough that it's batel, but you need to. You know, be able to attribute the issa to something. But rather, truma is not only a din of... Truma is different than treif meat. Because truma means it belongs to the shevet of the kahuna. It's a monetary thing. So memela, so it's not good enough to say it's batel, but still they're losing out on their... You know, and there's a whole sugi in Beitz, in the end of Beitz, a mamon ain't a batel, right? You don't say... So by monetary things, you don't say bottle. Shef, I think, once gave the thing, I have 10 nickels, and you drop one of your nickels. Yeah. There's a whole sugi of mamon ain't a bottle. So over there, it's not only isurim, it's their mamon. It belongs to the kahuna. There's one piece of truma, one saw of truma fell in 100 saw of chulin. So the male, you have to give it to the kohen. So tzarech laharim. So l'chora, I'll be pashtus and you shall me. This din of tzarech laharim is only a din in truma, like Yerushalmi says, because of gezel hashevet. But when it's talking about isurim, which has nothing to do with mominus, somebody else's mominus, my mominus I have to throw out, but it's not someone else's mominus, so then, l'chora, there's no din of tzarech laharim. However, Rashi in Avodah Zarah, when he's discussing Bittel, says the ikatarti l'chashivusa the choshiv iser did who to lo bottel of a chometz prusa bepesachol ve'in darko limnos bottel mashlich echad meim lenar b'shar noten l'kalbo v'chatichan ve'afal gav the dobe sheminu came to love iser hanahu b'teil beruva v'chad shadi l'klovim ve'enach sharu ba'achila. So Rashi has this idea of being meirim even by other things other than truma. In other words, pashas is some type of din derabanan, similar to these dinim derabanan of not eating it bevasachas or not eating it by one person. So this also that you should throw one piece away. So the Rosh says he never heard of such a thing. The Rosh on page 24 in Avodah Zarah, Mashapirish, Mashlich, Echad lo yadana. Lama, this number Masechas Orla, Orla kilei kerem olim ve'echad u'masayim tzorech l'horim, v'ad tzorech l'horim v'chum ha'inu mishum gezel ha'shevet. So, in other words, it's only a din of truma because gezel ha'shevet. There's no such thing, even b'drabanan, that tzorech l'horim by shari surim.
it could be Rashi holds it still, that it's just like we have this din, like the Tosis and the Smag say that shouldn't be eaten by Chad Gavra, which we said Pashas is only a din de Rabbanan, not like the Tosis Rid who holds that it's Mamish a din de Raisa. So the same thing over here. And in the Shari Dura, the Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg, so he discusses this he has, you know, he discusses the din of Yovish B'Yovish. Then in the middle, he says, Yesh Mefarshim Dafka L'Shnei B'nei Adam. Mir Rabbeinu Mam, Tam Mati Rafilu Adam Echad. And then he says, Yesh Mefarshim Dafka Yivash L'Shnei B'Shnei K'deiros. Al-Gdeir Achas Lo. In other words, you shouldn't, even if something's bought, even though you can eat the three pieces, don't cook them in one pot, because then it's like because the tam is going to go in all. So therefore, when you're eating each piece, you're eating all the other pieces at once. Miu Rabbeinu, Moshe Matil Vashlom Fil Gdeir Achas Hove Yisubatu Barov Gamis Nasa Heter. It could be that maybe you can even cook them in one pot. We'll see. And in the Hagosh Shari Duri also has this discussion. So take a look. Here, Yesh Mefarshim Dafka. Yeah, let's look in the Hagosh Shari Duri. That's on the side here. Yesh Mefarshim Dafka L'Shnei Bnei Adam Sma Kosev Yesh L'Hachmir. Okay. And then he goes on and he says, "Shekvar nagu olam lizrok achas." The smag says that the minig is to throw away one away. And Rabbi Truman makes all shevet that dafka lashuk liibur alotev lagoy lo tzrichim. In other words, some want to say that the idea to... There was the two chumras midrabanan l'chora that are floating around here. The one is the idea of one person, shouldn't have one person eating, and the other idea that you should throw one away. So he quotes that some say that the chumra of two b'nei adam, of Tosus and the smag, that you should keep. But the throwing one away, that you don't have to keep. One second. Adomer le'el d'maram nosan achas l'goyen v'lo ratzel l'smach al bitul barov efshar d'mishum shayetam l'chochem b'tzadik. It was the Maram Rutenberg, he would give one away. He didn't want to... So it could be that he was a tam l'chochem b'tzadik v'yinir derech g'nai sh'yishdam mishum dover iser achil u'fiyu. So therefore...
In other words, he wouldn't give it to another Jew. In other words, Maram Rutenberg's practice is when something was batel, he would give it one piece to the goy. Even though, l'chora, you didn't have to do that. Because, l'chora, the din of l'harim is only a din of truma. But, he extra precious that he did. And then he's not going to be frum on someone else's. He's not going to say, "Oh, you take it." You know, he'll give it to the dogs. He'll give it to a guy. So that's what the Maram Rutenberg was nohag. One second,
was known as this Chumra. So let's see how this all falls in Shulchan Aruch now. See, now when you, Rav Lishchatzal once said that if you learn all the sugya and you learn the whole background, then when you get to the Shulchan Aruch, it's a piece of pie. It's nothing. The problem is when people start with the Shulchan Aruch and don't know the whole 10 steps before, then it's Chinese. And it's Chinese, you don't enjoy it because you know what it's talking about. But now you can. Now it's a piece of pie. Now we saw everything. We saw, well, let's review, we saw the Rosh, even Adam Echad Vasachas, the Rashba says, no, it has to be, you know, not the Vasachas, but it can even be one person. We saw the Tosas Rid says it has to be different people. We saw Tosas says different people, but probably only be the Rabbanim. And we saw Rashi Shita and Avodah Zarah, that Tzarech Laharim, the Rosh argues with him, and the Maharam Rutenberg had a Chumra that he would be Merim. So now the Shulchan Aruch says, Chatikha she'ena ru'i l'skabesh, and it's arva b'cheris min b'mina, yovish b'yovish, it's yovish b'yovish, like the three hot dogs, d'ayin she'ena livlo v'isr omid v'atzma, l'shin it's arva eno makiro. It has to be eno makiro, of course, because then it's not a taruvus. Chad betray bottle, mutul ochlam odem echad, kol achas b'fnei atzma. Aval yochol shloshim yachad. So that's who? What? Who is he quoting? What?
Rashba.
Aval lo yochlam yochol shloshim yachad. Right? Yesh misha osra lo ochlam odem echad afilu zachar zeh. That's who? That's the smag and the tosis. Missing a page. Page 29. Chen yesh linhog lechatchila. Then v'yesh machmirin lahashlich echad olitein lugoi. And that we saw the Hagos Shari Dura b'shem Marami Rutenberg and the Rashi Avodah Zarah. Right? V'eino el chumra ba'alma. It's only a chumra ba'alma.
If you keep the Chumrah of Rashi, Lachora, then you don't have to keep the
Chumrah
of the Smag and
right. The right.
I mean,
this is better
than everything.
Right. It's right. Now, before we conclude today's shiur on Bittul Barov, I wanted to xerox the discussion in the Achronim. I mean, we saw a little bit. The Marami Rutenberg was knowing capricious that he would take one and give to the guy. In the case of Bittul, is there an inyan when something's Bittul to say, but I don't want to rely on Bittul? Or is that apikorsis? Right? In other words, I'm afraid of the dungeon. I'm a dungeon afraid. And therefore, I don't want to.
In addition to apikorsis, being machmer, being meirim, is also being makil by the din of Baal Tashchis.
Right. In other words, what gives the Maram Rutenberg the right?
No reason.
Right. I guess. But is that considered? Is that considered for no reason? In other words, well, it's just because, what is this? Like the Torah says it's bottle, so you, but you have. Right. Tosas read you chayv achatz, but Tosas read didn't make it.
To the page.
Didn't make it to the page. Mustamma Rav Yosef Karo never even saw. I don't know if the Rav Yosef Karo even have the Tosas Rin. Did the Beis Yosef ever? Did you ever see Beis Yosef throw the Tosas Rin? What? I don't know. I remember the day that I saw the Beis Yosef quote the Meiri. I almost flipped. Because I always thought the Meiri they found just a couple of years ago in the Vatican, 30 years ago, and no one had it. Right? The whole big set of the Meiri. So I thought for sure. And one day in Hilchas Tefillin, all of a sudden he quotes the Meiri, and I was about to flip. Apparently, there's one sefer in all those 20 volume set of Meiri. So the Beis Yosef had four pages in one of them. That's a sefer Kiryas Sefer that the Beis Yosef that the Meiri wrote on Hilchas Stam. So he had that. It's a small 10 pages, whatever. So 10 pages in one of the 20 volumes. He had 10 pages of the 20 volumes. And so he quotes it. Stam, if he would have had more, this is a big discussion, you know. You know, the Tumim has the famous line that it was Hashkocha, what the Beis Yosef had and what the Beis Yosef didn't have. Other Achronim say, no, if the Beis Yosef would have had this Rishon, he would have passed him differently. So maybe we should pass him, you know, that's a whole discussion. You know, the Chazon Ish said, all the Rishonim that you find in the Gniza, you should just leave them there. You know, because we're not going to change the, we're not going to change the Psak. And whatever, it's a whole interesting discussion. Rabbi Bleich, son, wrote a whole article on this once, on what's the attitude of the poskim to the new Rishonim. That maybe you can learn them. No one's saying you can learn them, but the question is in terms of the halachic validity. Well, it was a lot of times you see in different shittas in Rishonim. The Avni Nezer writes, if he thinks if the Beis Yosef would have had this rivet or something, he would have passed him differently. And what do we say? No. So whatever he had, and he passed him like this, and therefore we shouldn't veer from what he had. And the Shulchan Aruch was written on this. Okay, it's a whole discussion. Okay, so what's this inyan of being machmir? Is there an inyan to be machmir, not to follow Rov? I mean, like someone said, what do you mean not follow Rov? I mean, not follow Rov. Everyone drinks milk, right? So you're following Rov. You drank milk this morning with your Cheerios, so you followed Rov, because how do you know that the cow that the milk came from wasn't treif? No one checked all the treifis in that cow to make sure there weren't. But there's a rove that most cows are not treif, so you don't have to assume that this cow is treif. So you followed rove this morning when you ate the Cheerios and the milk. You followed rove. So I never heard of anyone, but Epis by Bittel Barov, this is where the discussion is. Even though Bittel Barov, Lechora, is more of a Svar, on one hand, it's more and it's less. In other words, we said, like Reb Shimon said, that Bittel Barov, based on the Rishonim, is Nishapet Yos Heter, it's Mamish Heter Gomer, you could eat it. As Lina Basarubah, if it's wrong, you need Kapara, Reb Shimon said. But still, the bottom line is, if Azlin Basarubah is right, then you didn't eat anything that's physically treif. But Bittel Barov, your mamash ate physically treif. It's just the Torah says you can eat that. So is there any? So that's like more spooky, so to speak, because your mamash took something. Your mamash took a treif hamburger, a McDonald's hamburger, and you had the two. You used to have a store here, McDovitz, for many years. So the McDovitz on the Broye is Hashkacha, and so they sold all types of greasy stuff. So they had the two McDovitz and the one McDonald's, and assuming you can't tell the difference between the two, so then you can eat them all. So is there an inyan to say, no, I don't want to eat them? Or the Maharam in Rutenberg, at least he would give one away to the goy. Or Tosa said, oh, so the Shalach, yeah.
Obviously then, in general, whenever like, that a person has, say, a pig, so even pig is only usher because the Torah asks it. It's not because something inherent is necessarily something
inherent to the pig. The Brooklyn says that you can't have, like,
it doesn't chew its cud, it's not kosher. Here, the Torah is saying the pig is really chicken, but you're eating is chicken. So the fact that you eat it, you're not eating pig.
You're not, right, because it's bottle.
It's not that it's hapik. It's hapik.
So you're not eating pig. Right.
Like the chazer in the house of the man.
Yeah. So the Shalach HaKadosh has a whole thing here on page 30. He quotes the Gemara. Take a look on Tzadi Aleph for a second. So he says, the Gemara says, Godol, the Gemara in Brachas says, Godol aneme migi kapo yosem yirei shamayim. So Poshachat means that somebody who's goes out and gets a job and earns an honest parnasa, that's a higher madrega than someone who doesn't do that. That seems the pashut pshat of the Gemara. But the Shalosh says no. He has a different pshat in the Gemara. He says, Godol hanenem migia kapo means somebody who works out the sugya to find the heter, and taka finds a legitimate heter, is greater than the Yirei Shamayim, who says, no, I just won't eat it. I just won't get involved. I'll just be machmir. That's his fame. Al kocha nenem yigia kapo gamkin yirei shemayim. Al kocha tzarech lomashu gam and came Maribusa, Ella Yureshamaim Kore became Mishu Machmir Matrif. Have a godo mimenu misha miyageya betor velomed and shinsbaro shemutu bachila. Vize hanena migia kapo, kiyadov rav lo batora. As ashra ba olamazeshu nene bachila, vetov lo lomaba. In other words, the Gemara says, the one who's nene migia kapov gets olam hazen olam haba. So poshup shad means because he gets an honest living, so he gets food in this world, and he gets olam haba because he's keeping what he's supposed to. But the shalos says it means that no, he's getting olam haza because he worked on the sugya to find out that it's taka mutter. So he's getting olam haza, he's eating it, then he's getting olam haba because he did al pi. So that's how he learned shat in the Gemara in Brachas. And he goes on that obviously you always have to mevarer the inyan to find a legitimate, if there's a kula to find it, not just to say you know that's what he says. Mikol mokom on tzari al tomim ki nachmer rov ki einzen mora hara lachmer lachem shelo kedin. It's not you're not a mora hara just to be machmer. Lasma yachmer gutol bein of maseches brachas sheyu David Amelach sheyu yodav meluchachas b'shir kedei latar yishu lebailo. In other words, if Taka there was a heter in Hilchas Nida, so he wanted that the woman should have the heter. Yachmer lachem levatlam mipiri v'ribya. Mikosha ken shemuzer balara. Obviously, shalom yachshel chas v'shalom achem. So that's what he goes on. So the Bnei Yisoschar quotes the shalom. He says, "Atom eroy lochal is bonim. Kevin shadover hazehu meis Hashem yisbarach. Shu mazben adover isu yisarav barov eter. Teishi niter ba'achila ki yodei Hashem yisbarach shazehu mechlal abiru nimtzu Yisrael. Kevin mitzvul bedafu sheyochal Yisrael achaticha hu v'lo yachmer. Kevin shamru kol anevim bigiach. In other words, he's taking what the Shlosh says, and he's an extension to the din of bittul. Piers is a Hakadosh Bala Shalah, Nene Bigia Hainu Sheyage, as Atma Batora, Viodel Hakshir Machel, Alpia Torah, Kamshi is Besoch Machel Dover Isser, in Shavel Heta Alpi Klolia Torah, other was the Ochel Machel, the Nene Menu, Hine Godo Mena Yeresha Maimama. Right, in other words, he's applying what the Shalah said, the finding a Heta to the Din of Bittul, that if the Torah says Mutter, so Tov Lach Lola Mazeh, and Lola Mama, because the Torah says it's okay, so. Then he tells Alpi, you know, mystic things. Obviously, the Torah wanted that you should eat it, so you should get out you should mala the nitzotzim. But this idea of ain't it derech hasidus masher kama noshim nogim silsul batzum shloachol min shum machal sheyalav sheilas chacham. He says it's not right. Hagam shu dover pashur vur dino leheter gadol yidei taruz b'shishim v'kayotze. It was something that's batel b'shishim, so fine. Ki v'dati adon mitzvahu yochal avon anovim yisbo. Go eat. Ki hu nesibus meitz Hashem ishmach sheyoshav Israel leheter. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted that v'yispar al deich Yisrael. What about the Gemara Chulin that says that lo achalti mi behema shahor b'chacham, that there's an inyan that a behema that's hor b'chacham. You know, you don't eat. In other words, it means a behemoth that there was a shayla that's horeb b'chacham that the chacham had a paskin on, you shouldn't eat because it shows it's a shayla. So it's a maila lo achalti. He's saying it's a maila lo achalti b'mehema shahorah b'chacham. So he says that's only something that's tole b'svara, and you had to be machriya. But something that's borer, then he doesn't think that's behemoth shahorah b'chacham. I remember one year, many years ago. It was like the day or two after Yom Kippur, and I was with Rabbi Harari in Borough Park, and we were looking for esrogim. And we bumped into Rav Shlomo Kalbach, and he had his old entourage, and he said, "Where can I find the most beautiful esrog?" And then we bumped into the Rosh Hashiva of South Fallsburg, Rav Elie Ber Wachvogel. So we went into a store, and a Moroccan esrogim. And we asked, "Where's the Tudas Hechsher?" So he said, "I don't have one." So we're about to leave. So before we left, the owner went over to the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Wachvogel, and said, "Tell these guys about these Esrogim, you know." So Rabbi Rachfogel said to us, if you have a Tudus Heksha, that means it's a Shaila. It's like a Behema Shahora Bachacham. These are, it's Pasha that they're okay. So, you know. Okay. That's the. So the Bnei Yisachar is very into this idea. The famous piece from the Bnei Yisachar, not to be Machmer. However, not everyone agrees. The Isser V'Heter, of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, this is not the Rabbeinu Yonah, even though on some of it says Rabbeinu Yonah Migurandi. This is not the Rabbeinu Yonah Migurandi, as I was told by reliable sources, Rav Shmuel Klein, others, Rav Shechter. It's not the. It's a different Rabbeinu Yonah. Some people thought it was the Rabbeinu Yonah that we all are supposed to be learning Shari Tshuva and these things. But also a religious rabbi, he says like this. So you shouldn't make more treifas. That's a discussion whether, if we know all peace science, maybe we can. But just time to make other treifas that we don't know all peace science that are really treifas. You shouldn't add to the treifas of Chazal, even though we do, because if we know all peace science, not going to live. So then, but. But if you want to be machmir, not to eat something that there was a shayla, or mitavchil shenafal, or shenimtzabo iser kiklisheni. In other words, klisheni, we know according to many, there's no belias. Or bekli rishon v'yeshishim. So you want to be machmir? So fine. He says, mikol kikai gadma, hachik atzma, mikol dover kiyor, harishus biyado. In other words, Rishus Biyado, Hachek Menakir or Menadom Melakir, Chazal say. That you should always be Machek from something that's shady. Ah, it's Shishim. The Isser V'Hetter Hells, you're allowed to be Machmer. K'moshe Matzinim B'Kadmonim Shal Ochlu Basar Koskos, K'agavna. They wouldn't eat from an animal that's about to die, and you had to say, come Shechter quickly. Because maybe it was shechted when it was already in Avela, etc. So this is a different approach than the Bnei Yisachar is taking, that the person is allowed to be machmir. Take a look in the Piskei Tshuva on page 33. So he quotes this. Million Yerdesh Lavoni Zal, Pain in Nofal Yisuv Kleshen, Kalkael, Hakiath, Makal Dover Kir, Mitzvah, Hakalosh on Yisuv Heta. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes this Yisuv Heta that you're allowed to be Machmer. But then he says, four lines from the bottom, Shuvra Isi, Besolus Lamincha, And we just happen to have the Solos Lamincha right here. Etc. And if you want to see where he says it, getting back to the Torah Sashram itself, it's a tshuva from the Maram Rutenberg. Tshuva's Maram. Simitov Reish Tezvav. This is the. So he says, "Shal Adoni Shemati Shani Noeg the Lolechol Basa Behema B'Chaya Achar Gvina." In other words, if he would eat meat, he wouldn't. If he would eat milk, cheese, he wouldn't have meat afterwards. Even though we know that you can have it afterwards, but he wouldn't have it. He would be machmer. Make your boss off. If you only eat chicken, then he would have chicken after milk, but not meat after milk. Bimei churfi ayisi mislotziks bimei adam ha'osim kein. He says when the Ram Rutenberg says when I was younger I used to make fun of people who would do like that, who would be machmir to not to have fleishiks after milkus. Kein adamash already mari hayaner einai kemo minus. I used to think it was minus. Achapam achas misuda lusuda matzasi gvina bein hashinayim. Until one time I found there was a piece of cheese between my teeth. And when I was about to put a shawarma inside, there's a gazati alatzmi lahachmir. So since something happened to me, that story, I said from now on I'm going to be machmir basar achar gvina kama gvina achar basar. I'm going to treat the wait whatever it is to wait between, just like I wait after meat, I'll wait after milk. Right, the Gemara says in Kulin that they really only have to wait from Suda to Suda. But he said, my father, he waited, if he ate meat on Tuesday, he wouldn't eat milk till Wednesday. And he says, I'm nothing compared to my father. I only wait from Suda to Suda. My father waits. Shalom, Meir Bar Baruch. That's the Maram Murtenberg. So he says. So the Marshal writes, "Vater Shlom of Nira Beena Meachar Shekosav Maram Shaya Nira Beena of Kein Minus." So the Marshal says, "Mashmal Lehed Yemishalo Bol Takol Yado Lo Yachol Achmir Vavikim Minus." It's not necessarily Mukhra, but that's what the Marshal is saying. Marshal is saying that really it is Minus, like what the Maram Murtenberg said originally. But if it happened to you, it's a little strange, because if it happened to you, it can happen to anybody. But if it happened to you, so, okay, you have a right to say, from now on, I'm going to take on this chumrah upon myself, even though it's against what the Torah, what the Chazal says is beferish mutter. But otherwise, he thinks what the youthful Maram Rutenberg said, that it's, it's not because it's...
The
Kapar we said by the Azalina Bus. Right.
But I'm saying but it makes sense even the Swara for I'm saying for over there, if it came out that it was a burr, it was a problem, and that even though it was a hector, we said, oh no, how would that work?
Yeah, but here for sure it was a problem, yet it's bottle.
Right.
Here we know for sure. Over there Azalina Basarubo, we assume Azalina Basarubo isn't a problem. Okay? So Rabosai, so just to review, we discussed the source of Bittul Barov. The definition of Taruvus is Miyat, Het, Isser, Rov Heter, and Einu Nikar Isser. The source is from the Pasuk Achrei Ramim Lahatos, and that's what Rashi quotes, is the source for Bittul. The Gemara in Yud Aleph says that's the source of Zlina Basaruba, and the Reb Chaim explains both Dinam are learned out from Besdin. One is to find what the Pesach is, and then to say that the Pesach is coming from the whole Besdin. To find what that Pesach is, that's Zlina Basaruba. To say what the Pesach is, that's from the whole Besdin, that's like Bittul Barov. Both things are learned out from Besdin. Reb Shimon says that one of them is, well, the Rosh says it's Heter's Hapech Lios, Isin's Hapech Lios Heter, and the Reb Shimon Shkop says that's only by Bittul Barov, that's not by Azlina Basaruba. Then we saw the Rosh in Bava Metzia, it's quoted in the Shita, also says this, but it could be that even though it's Hetan Ishapik, Varbram says, but it's still not a Siri Vadai, and therefore you don't have that. And then we discussed the Rashba, Cholik says it has to be eaten Zeh, but it can be eaten by one person, just not to be Zeh Chazek. Pashas says that Prima Gadim says he's only arguing Midrabanan, it could be someone to say it's a Daraisa. Then we saw the Tosas Rid holds Midaraisa, because Tosas Rid quotes in the Sugya of Shtei Kitos Eidin Machisho Zeh, says if one person eats all three, he's Chayiv Chatas. The Tosas Rid never made it to the page of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Tosas says in Chulin that it shouldn't be done by one person. The Smag also says Pashas they only mean as a Chumrah, not as a real din a real didaraisa. Then we saw the Mishnah in Orla says tzarech laharim. Yerushalmi says only gezel hashevet. Rashi has it by other yisurim. The Rashi says he doesn't understand where Rashi gets it from. And in Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Rashba. And then we saw the Maram in Rutenberg was nohek to be meirim, but he would dafke give it to a guy. Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Rashba. It has the end of Tosis that shouldn't be Adam Echad. The Ramah says Lechatchila should be Choshesh for that. That shouldn't be. And then he quotes the Chumrah of the to be Mashlich. And as Moshe pointed out, if you're ready to be Mashlich, then L'chor you take care of anything. And then we had the discussion of is there an Inyan to be Machmir even when something's Batal. The Shlaz interpretation of Godol HaNenem Yegia Kapov Yoser Mirei Shemayim is Nenem. Yegia Kapov of finding a heter is greater than the Yerushalayim, who just is Porish. The Bnei Yisoska uses that to say you shouldn't be Machmer on Bittul. This of a heter writes Beferish that you can be Machmer. That's part of Am Kodosh Atal Hashem Alokecha. Then we saw that the Pisrei Tshuva quotes it, but then quotes from the Solos Lamincha that it could be it's an apikorsis to do that. And the Taurus Hashem quotes the Tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg, where he was machmir to wait between after milk. He was machmir, and he said originally he thought it was minus to do that, but then it happened to him. So the Marshal says, if it didn't happen to you, maybe taka it is minus. Oh, one last thing I forgot is the Marsham. The Tshuva of the Marsham. So he's of the belief, he says like this. We know there's a concept of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirim Lo Batal, right? If something is going to become Mutter tomorrow without the Bittel, so why rely on Bittel today? Like you have Beitzah Shenolda Biyontif, it's Mukta, right? And then it falls into other Beitzah. So you should be able to eat it unless it's Batal. So it's Batal. We say no, Bittel only works by something treif. It's never going to be Mutter. So now it's Batal, now you can eat it. But if it's going to come mutter tomorrow, then we say wait till tomorrow. And the phrase of the Gemara is Achatochlenu of Rashi is Achatochlenu beIsrachlo beHeter. So the Marsham saying, but what Isr is it? Bittul is a good Heter. So what do you mean Achatochlenu beIsr? So what? L'chor Dover Tzarech. In other words, he quotes the opinions that say it's apikorsis to be machber, and he says, yeah, but what about from Rashi and Beitza that says the reason Dover Sheish Lo Matinos Lo Batel is Achotochlenu Beisr Achleu Beheter? But what kind of Isr is that? Why can't you rely on Bittel even if it's going to be Mutter tomorrow without the Bittel? Okay, it's a Dinder Abundant, but why? So he thinks, you see from that, that the whole concept of Dover Sheish Lo Matirin is assuming that it's considered like a room, maybe a shtickle iser that's being mutter, but if you could do it without that, it's better. But then he wants to say maybe not, because Dover Sheish Lo Matirin only works for min b'mino, and there is an opinion that says min b'mino is never batal. So maybe since there is that opinion, that's why it's called an iser. But that's not the pashup shot. So, l'chor, something to think about, the Marsham's Raya from the Dover Sheish Lo Matirin, maybe that's room to say, like the Isser V'Heter, that there is some room to against the... Okay, Ezra Shem, tomorrow, Monday, we will continue, and we went a little over today, but in general, we won't... hopefully, we'll... Ezra Shem, I ask everyone to please come on time, so we could start on time and end on time. And please, it's very disturbing when people walk in late. You can walk in late if you happen to walk in. Don't not come in. But it's just, so we should try to make an effort, you know, to be responsible and to come on time. And there's a lot to chazer. That's what we're giving shiur twice a week. So this way you have time to digest. In other words, I give you a packet like this every day, but then, you know, you need time to digest the food here. So digest and learn. So learn up the you know, Kuf test. Go through now the whole thing, the Mechaber Ramos, and look at the Bir Hetevs and take a look. And then you finish that, start back in Tzariches. And we'll pick up. Excuse me.
What?